Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook, Instagram, Google Plus, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show. Woo! All right. And we're back, guys. We're going to do coffee time with Ellen and Nikki in just a moment. Don't go away.
She gets washed and beautiful she goes. Unnoticed she knows, the loneliness she faces. Tension rises, and image she faces. Coffee by the coast.
Things to talk about today. We do have Miss Nikki back on the air here. I'm going to switch her on just a second. She hasn't been in quite a while. She's been working over at Gaylord Ice for the past couple of months during the holidays. And so we're going to go ahead and say hello to our very own Miss Nicole Turner from Lasting Impressions, because it is coffee time with Ellen and Nikki. Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. Good to hear your voice.
And it's good to be back on the show. It's been a while.
It has. It has. We made it through the holidays once again. I know you've had a busy season over there at the Gaylord Ice event.
Oh, yeah. And our regular clients, too. Yesterday, we actually finished up with one of our last remaining clients of last year. So we are
awesome.
Kind of excited because now we get to push into 23.
Yes. Yes, so many things coming up for 2023, such as Saturday, February 18th at the Sci-Fi Bartow, downtown Sci-Fi Bartow, right?
Yes, we will have a booth this year. I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, this is our fourth year there. Madeline and I started out several years ago conducting interviews to help cover this event for Sean and Lori, and the event has just grown tremendously over the years. They have a huge following. It's a really great time had by all. So if you guys want to come down and check it out and stop by the Lasting Impressions booth, it is Saturday, February 18th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and they block off the entire downtown Bartow. So I know they have a costume contest, the Miss Sci-Fi Bartow pageant, which we helped judge last year. And you never know, we may be back over there again this year. But that was really cute. All the contestants made their own costumes, and modeled them on stage. They had little performances. It was a lot of fun. So I know they've got some really cool, they got a car show going on during that. You can get some butter beer while you're down there. I know some celebrities that are known to pop in, such as Butch Patrick from the Munsters and Tim Proctor from The Walking Dead. Of course, we know Tim. Shout out to Tim Proctor. And then also Joel Weinkoop shows up over there with all his movies and Neva the Diva doing her face painting and a whole lot more. So that's a lot of fun. So come check out Lasting Impressions Booth. So moving on to Coffee Time with Ellen and Nikki. It's been quite a while, like I was saying, for us to get together and chit-chat about everything with these kiddos, what's going on. I know that they had quite an interesting Christmas vacation, and it was really nice to be able to have your daughter come down and spend a little bit of time for New Year's with Madeline and her friends.
Oh, yeah. You guys sounded like you guys had a great time. I was finishing up Gaylord Ice, so I was busy doing that.
We really
and
did.
And Ariana had a great time.
Yeah, we really did. We had a great time. The kids always have a lot of fun over here at our house. I know that, you know, it's just for these kids, they're freshman and sophomore year, really awkward time for them, just trying to, you know, be around their friends as much as possible and try to stay away from the bullies. And, you know, it's okay if you don't fit in with the clique. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's, yes, it is. I think sometimes the smaller group you have, the better. And, you know, I've always been taught that it's not about how many friends you have, it's the quality of friends you keep. And, you know, I'm fortunate. I have a great quality circle of friends myself, super supportive, and that's there. And I know that our girls have that, so. Especially Madeline and AJ, they have a great
circle. Well, they always know that they are safe. They can come here whenever they need to come here and just chill out, you know. This is the awkward time for them too, because there's, you know, they're all getting interested in boys and thinking about dating. And I tell you, and then you know as well as I do, with having girls at this age, that it just to continue to give them structure, give them things to do, and let them know that it's okay. They don't need a man, you know, at this point in their life. Their main focus should be school.
Yes. That and getting to know themselves, learning what their likes are and what they like to do and, you know, all those things. That's a very important thing, because sometimes that can be a distraction and sometimes it can be a good thing too, but they have to learn to get to know themselves.
They have to, exactly. If you don't love yourself first, how can you love anybody else, right?
Yep, that's what we teach our kids too.
So I know that you have been helping out, actually, with your daughter's school. You're back over there doing some photos.
Actually, I'm not taking photos. I was over there last week over at Kane City High School theater kids. And I was over there teaching. I feel like I'm really back to normal now, because before the pandemic, I was over there teaching once a year for headshot. It's a headshot workshop that I do for them. And these kids, they engulfed in it so much. They wanted to know more about the editing side and knowing more about cameras and how to take them. You know, not just why they need their headshots, but other things. We incorporated this year in my workshop. I introduced the workshop in a more in-depth for the tech kids, because it's very important for tech kids to know things about photography and stuff like that. It helps them out on stage. And so that was they just took to it. And they were like, we had such a good time. They're such a great group of kids. And I think they learned a lot from what they said. They learned a lot. So, but it's good to be back. I haven't been back since before the pandemic. So it's been like two years. because I couldn't go back in April or back in 20, and then I couldn't go in 21, and I didn't go last year either. So it's been about 3 years since we've been able to do workshops. So it was really nice.
Well, the pandemic put the squash on a lot of different things. I know it held our entire production team back from a lot of things, and we're just starting to pick up momentum again. We're working on some details for Matt's fashion show. We're going to change things up a little bit again this year, so we're real excited about that. I know you guys got some things going on. You're getting ready to do some cool stuff over at Sci-Fi Barto. Can you tell the listeners where to find you online if they want to book an appointment for a headshot or whatever?
Sure. So you can reach us at Instagram at lastingimpressions.bynicole, or you can find me on Facebook at Lasting Impressions by Nicole, or you can go visit our website at www.lastingimpressionsbynicole.com. And those are some great ways that you can send us a message or an email. And we'll be happy to have openings right now. I know that I've got a lot going on in February, but I still have some wiggle room in there, so we can definitely take some appointments. We're always looking to work with actors and models. They're fun.
Yeah, you do. Not only do you do headshots and you shoot fashion shows, but you also do weddings and birthday parties and graduation.
Yep, and I do families. And I know my seniors are coming up right around the corner, so that's exciting. So we have, I do lots of different types of photography. So we take care of all your needs and what you may need. And not just for that either. We cater to our small businesses as well. We help them do small commercials. We take care of their headshots, and we help them, product photography. So we help on that aspect too.
Yes, you do. And now real quick, because I know that we're running out of time, but you're going to be offering some products over there at Sci-Fi Barto. And I want to let the listeners know too, because this is another one of your products that you produce, is your calendar. Madeline's got a calendar about ready to come out from you guys for the year, right?
Yeah.
So that's
one of
the many products that you offer. What is it that I want you to tell them what you guys are going to be doing over at the Sci-Fi Barto?
So we're excited this year because normally we just photograph the event and enjoy the event. This year our booth is going to be doing, we call it spec printing, but we are going to be able to have different background that people can hop behind our green screen and take a photo in their costumes or as a family, and they're going to have sci-fi themed backgrounds to choose from, and they'll be able to print 6x8 prints or 4x6s at a reasonable rate. So we're really excited. We're working on that and gearing up for Barto Sci-Fi, and we're really excited to bring this new feature to
our
business.
So not only are you going to be doing that, but then also Christian and Stephanie are going to be out there printing T-shirts, and I think that weren't you going to offer something special?
I think we're still tossing around the table of us being able to take their photo and try to put it on a T-shirt. If we can make that happen, we're going
to go cool.
do that. Because that's cool, and we're trying to, kind of just collaborate with your son Christian and daughter-in-law Stephanie, because it's just something fun.
Yeah, the kids will be out there
forever
making the T-shirts. They're going to make some T-shirts in advance, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everybody can promote themselves, and, we're all just kind of sharing it underneath of us, because that's something we like to bring to the table, too. So.
Yeah, so we're excited to see that. We're excited to see everybody come out, stop by the booth. Miss Nikki, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in today, honey.
Oh, you're so welcome. I love being back. So we're getting back to normalcy. It's exciting.
Yes. Thank you. All right. God bless you, honey. We'll talk soon. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. You do the same. Take care, guys.
Bye. All right. So there you have it, Miss Nikki from Lasting Impressions. Thank you all so much for your continued support. God bless you all, and we'll be back. Facebook, Instagram, Google+, and Twitter. It's the Madeline and Mommy Show.